On this week's episode of High Fives with Blake and Eric, Eric professes his love for Oreos, and Blake alphabetizes his video game collection. And coming up later, they pee their pants as they discuss their top five fears. So stick around! High fives to all the guys! High fives to all the guys! High fives to all the guys! Rise to the homies in the field! Alright, welcome to another episode of High Fives with Blake and Eric. I just happen to be Blake.
And I happen to be Eric. Well, I don't happen to be. I am Eric.
I don't believe it, though. I've never believed it.
You've never believed that I was Eric?
No. I'm always called bullshit. You're like, hi, I'm... I go, when we first met, I'm like, hi, I'm Blake. And you're like, hi, I'm Eric. I'm like, I don't buy it.
But you've seen people call me Eric and seen me respond to it.
Yeah, well, you've just been lying this whole time, clearly.
But if I lie about my name and that's... Effectively, I do everything to the word Eric that one would do to that word. Wouldn't that make it my name?
Sure. Let's just move past this.
I confused myself on that one.
Yeah, that was... Took a long trip to get there.
So how are you, sir?
I had to stop and ask for directions. How am I?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just spent... I bought a lot of movies on my way home from work.
What'd you buy?
Well, I guess not on my way home from work, but I was at work before I left. I bought a bunch of movies. I bought Man of Steel, The Wolverine. Those two are for me.
Okay.
And then I also picked up The Fiancé. What's it called? The Heat. It's that Sandra Bullock.
Yep.
What's her face? I don't know the other chick's name.
Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, she's super... Super hot right now. Like, everybody's talking about her. She yells a lot.
She does.
And I also got her We Are the Millers. Because she saw that and said it was really good. So, I don't know.
Have you seen any of those movies?
None.
Okay, well, I expect a full review when you watched all four of them.
All right. I also bought Bad Grandpa. But that's just because she saw it with her dad in the theaters. Said it was the worst movie ever. So I'm going to give it to her and be like, hey, I got you a present today. Here's, and it'll be a movie she hates.
Yeah, I think that a lot of relationship advice books tell you to buy things that you know your fiancé will hate.
Mm-hmm. That's how I like to roll. I obviously am going to keep the receipt because I'm returning that shit. So I don't want to watch it. It kind of looked funny, but figuring that they probably took the funniest moments of the movie to make the trailer. What was in the trailer was sort of like, that looks like it could be good.
Yeah. I always liked all the Jackass movies, so I might give it a try, but I don't know if I'd buy it. I might rent it first.
Yeah, well, with the Jackass movies, it's like five or so, however many people work on that show. It's like a bunch of friends just pulling pranks on each other, right? In this one, I don't know if there's an overarching story or what, but Johnny Knoxville's like playing a dude, like an old guy, the entire time. So it's not like, I think it loses something. But not having actually watched the movie, I guess I can't really speak to that. So maybe I'm just blowing hot air out my ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I might give it a rent later. Not now.
Later. Not right now? Yep. No. More pressing matters?
Right now, we're doing high fives.
How's that working out?
Right now, I'm frustrated because...
For why?
Well, we got... Okay, here's the deal. We bought a dresser for the daughter, and it was supposed to take 4 to 6 weeks, which is a ridiculous amount of time to ship one piece of furniture.
Yeah. All right, let me stop you right there, and I'll let you continue your story. But I really love... that you call her the daughter. I want you to do that moving forward.
So we're waiting for this piece of furniture for way too long. And eventually we get a call from Babies R Us saying, hey, you've got 10% off because your registry is, you know, you're almost at your due date. So anything else you need, you can come in for 10% off. And my wife goes, well, while I've got you on the phone, can you check on my order? Because we still haven't gotten our dresser. And this was like 6 weeks ago. And she's like, yeah, it looks like your order was canceled due to lack of funds. And we were like, well, we paid for it in the store, so that should be taken care of. And then she's like, okay, let me get a manager. And it turns out that the way that they rang it up when we were in the store is that she sold it to us like she was just selling us one off the floor. So one never got ordered. So we got one we got one shipped right away, and we got 20% off, which we were really happy about. And then yesterday I went to pick it up, and I just went up there with my car because I couldn't get my buddy to come up with his truck. So we barely get it into my car. Like, we have to jam it in my back seat. I get it home, and I can't get it up my stairs. So I wait for my sister's boyfriend to visit us yesterday, and we bring it upstairs into the daughter's room. Then this morning we open up the thing and we're gonna put it all together. And you know how it is putting furniture together with somebody else. It's the most frustrating experience a couple can have.
Yes.
So we get it all put together. The dresser is put together, and now we start putting together the drawers, and there are no backs to the drawers. They gave us extra sides, and they didn't give us any backs to the drawers, so we can't even finish putting it together.
Yeah.
So 2 months ago, we ordered this damn thing. We finally got it all put together today, and it's still not finished because they sent us the wrong package of parts.
So you can't, like, just... You got, like, power tools. You can't just cut the sides down and...
They're too short.
Oh. Too short?
Yeah.
Kind of.
The drawers are wider than they are deep.
Oh, that's weird.
It's normal.
Yeah, I guess.
Think about how deep your drawers are and then how wide they are.
Sounds like you're saying I have a fat ass. My drawers are not deep, asshole.
That sounds like you're saying you have a tiny penis.
Depends on what side you're talking about, I guess.
So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. I haven't really been playing much video game wise, like, ever since I beat Assassin's Creed 4. Like, there's always a lull after I beat a game, like, where I wait before I sink my teeth into, like, my next, the next game I want to play to completion. So, in the meantime, I've just been playing a lot of WWE 2K14, progressing through my own little, universe there, and I've also been sharing time with Borderlands 2, which has been a test in frustration because I'm on like the new game plus mode. I think it's called like True Vault Hunter or something.
Sure.
And like I got a super, like what I think or what it looks to me as a really strong shield, like it's 10,000 some, like 10,000 or maybe even more than that, maybe like 100,000. I don't know. It's pretty big. But I can maybe take 3 shots from like a boss and then the shields are gone. And in another 2 hits, I'm like on the ground. So, and I don't like dying. So if that happens, I usually just, reset the game. Now I don't rage quit 'cause I'm not angry about it. I'm just like, well, I could either just reset to my last checkpoint or lose $80,000. So,
yeah,
I have to hit quit. I don't know. A lot of people probably have a problem with the way I play that game. And my response to that is, that's a fair point, because I have a problem with how I play that game. Other than that, I did just watch, I finally saw The Amazing Spider-Man, the rebooted Spider-Man series. Series? Yeah.
Yeah. How is it?
Weird kid. I really enjoyed it. I was a little apprehensive about seeing it because this is going to sound really dumb, but I was apprehensive about seeing it because the game that came out with it wasn't very good. Because I got the two kind of confused all the time. So I'm like, wait, no, the movie's supposed to be okay. It's the game that sucks. So anyway, I just went ahead and bought it last week when it was on sale, and I really enjoyed it. Got me excited for the new one, which I think comes out this summer. Kayla thought it was weird that I knew all the plot twists, like even though I never saw it, like I knew who the villain was right at the beginning, like I knew why he was going to turn into like Because it, have you seen it yet?
I have not.
Well, do you know the whole backstory to the lizard?
I don't know the whole backstory. No.
Well, I'm gonna tell you it. It might ruin the movie for you, but it's been a comic book thing for decades. So, man up, seriously.
Spoilers for anybody out there, though.
Yeah, it's like there's this geneticist who is missing like his arm from like his elbow down. And so he's looking into ways to genetically cross human DNA with reptilian DNA because, you know, reptiles famously can grow back missing tails. And so he wants to make it possible to basically give humans a healing factor like Wolverine so he could grow back his arm. And he succeeds. He grows back his arm.
Well, that's
but then
good.
There's side... But then there's side effects that turn him, yeah, it turns him into a giant lizard, and then
that's
he kind of wreaks havoc on people.
Well, that's bad.
It's not wreaking havoc is usually a bad thing, but
does
I really
it come with
I don't
a free side of Frogert.
Stop with your Simpsons references. God damn it. Now I lost my train of thought, and you're to blame. Anyway,
so he wreaks havoc on the city, and Spider-Man has to stop him.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Spoilers: Spider-Man wins.
Yeah, I don't remember who plays Spider-Man, but it's like a pretty young kid. I liked him a lot more than Tobey Maguire, especially Spider-Man 3's Tobey Maguire. That was just obnoxious. But
so there was no jazz dancing in this one.
No jazz dancing, no emo haircuts, nothing like that.
Yet.
But I'm excited for the next one, but I think they're going to do the thing that they always do with comic book movies, and that's put too many characters in at a time. I can't think of who... I think the Green Goblin's going to be in it, maybe. I know... I know Electro shows up, played by Jamie Foxx.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, the Rhino's in there too. Yep. They hint at the Vulture and Dr. Octopus, but I don't think they're actually going to be in it.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So, I'm worried that they're going to try and pack too much into one movie, but we'll see how it goes. I'll probably hit it up in theaters.
Well, should we get into the high five?
Sure. I've been talking for a long time. Might as well.
All right. Well, stick around because in a few minutes, Blake and I are going to scare ourselves and give you the high five things of what to be scared about.
Is it really going to be a few minutes? Or is it going to be a couple seconds?
It's going to be 18 minutes. There's going to be an 18-minute blank spot.
Well, what goes in that spot, though? Like what?
It's going to be just
dramatic reading of the novelization of Happy Gilmore.
Partly, it's going to be a lot of dog barking in an empty lot.
Yeah.
Nails on a chalkboard, chains rattling. Alright, so the five things that we, both you and I, are afraid of. Are you ready for this?
I'm as ready as I will ever be.
Do you have a change of underwear?
I'm wearing a adult diaper.
Excellent. Perfect.
So I'm good to go.
Alright, well, start us off. What's your number five?
My number five pick for what gives me the heebie-jeebies is, I don't want to say spiders, because I'm not really... Like, if I see a spider, I'm not scared of it. But I just do not want it on me. And that goes for most insects, I guess. I don't like things crawling on me. It creeps me out.
So nothing crawling on you.
Yeah, nothing. Just keep it off. Keep it away.
So is it just, like, the sensation of having something crawling on you?
I think so. And it's... it's also amplified, like, if I don't see what it is. Like if say I just feel something on the back of my neck. I think that goes for a lot of people, but it just freaks me out.
No, I think you're the only one who doesn't like things crawling on them.
Oh, okay.
So it only counts for like little insects. So like if, you know, your fiance crawls on you, you're not going to be afraid. You're not going to
Yeah,
freak out.
well, it, little things. Like, say spiders gross me out, or on me anyway. That's why I never like to squish spiders, because I always, in the back of my mind, think that it's going to like bob and weave and juke out of the way and then hop on my hand at the last second.
See, I'm
'Cause...
actually more afraid of like something small like that, like getting away and then somehow growing to be gigantic size, like in a comic book, and remembering me and coming back after me. Or like getting together with its family or its group of friends and then coming like with a swarm at me.
Yeah, I think that's scientifically accurate.
Didn't say it was rational. It's just something that I worry
I am saying it's rational.
about.
With all the shit out there, like toxic waste and acid rain, I'm surprised we don't have giant bugs now.
It's true.
We probably do. We probably do.
There are probably giant bugs in your kitchen right now.
Nope.
They're growing. They're becoming giant.
Oh, is
It
this a
takes a
long
while.
process?
It
No.
takes a while.
Okay.
You'll notice the green glow before anything else.
Right. So they'll work as night lights for a little bit.
Yeah. You keep them in a jar, they're actually nice to have around for a little while.
Oh, nice. Then it gets too big for the jar, like shatters the jar, but then the shards of glass, kill it. So it all works out.
No. They don't kill it. They've got an exoskeleton that's stronger than the glass.
Oh,
Once it
God
gets big enough
damn
to
it.
break the jar, it's going to kill you.
We're all doomed.
Yeah, pretty much. We're not even that's not even what we're talking about. We're just talking about regular spiders
Yeah,
or
regular.
ants
I don't.
or centipedes, millipedes, any of that
Like,
stuff crawling on you.
and I, yeah, I'm not like terrified. It's not doesn't ruin my day. It just this is why it's number five. It just I don't. I would prefer they stay off me. I would prefer it.
So
My
if
preferred.
you're on Fear Factor and there's $1 million on the line and there's like a tub that you have to lay in and let little bugs crawl on you. Are you doing
I'd have to try.
it? You'd be willing to try, so you're not that afraid of it.
Yeah, I'd be
Okay.
willing to try, but also, it didn't make my list, but I'm not a fan of enclosed spaces. So just being in that little thing would probably, it wouldn't help, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, well, the top is open, I think, so
That that's even worse. I hate it when I'm sitting in something and the top's open. Like you're letting all the air in. God, like the air conditioner's running, you know, trying to save electricity. Shut the door.
My energy bill is going to be huge. Put a lid on this thing. Well, my number five is not nearly as creepy as yours, but I'm afraid of using public restrooms. So, like, yeah, I do not like to go to the bathroom in public places.
So, you have a shy sphincter.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and it's usually just sitting down. It's not using the urinal.
Yeah, I can't imagine any guy's like, I don't want to use that urinal. I don't want to stand and pee.
Well, I mean,
That'd be the
I
worst.
can see having a little bit of stage fright.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying you got to show off to the people. You just go in and get your job done.
I think I can trace
Be
this
like,
back.
no, like next time you try to use a public restroom, go in, and if there's people there, go, look at me, look at me, I am about to pee.
Kick the door in. Boom. What's up? I'm about to pee. You about to see some amazing pee go down.
Don't be jealous.
Just a
Try
gift.
not to be jealous.
Just a
I'm not
gift.
saying you won't be.
So, yeah, I don't like using public. I think I can trace it back to a day in either kindergarten or first grade where I did go to the bathroom in the school's bathroom and I was
Yeah.
sitting on the toilet and I remember a kid in the stall next to me like gets up on the toilet and pops his head over it.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, you're pooping, huh? And I was like, yeah, I am. And
that's not what you want to see.
So now I imagine that's going to happen anytime I have to poop in public.
Just now that you're older, though, they're going to be more aggressive about it. Like, you better be pooping down there. You're wasting precious toilets. There's other people out here that could be pooping. They need to poop. You better be pooping.
I don't know why he did it, and I don't think that there's any reason that anybody else would want to, like, pop their head over to see me poop nowadays. But it's a fear I've got regardless. I'm like if I'm sitting in there and I hear the door open, I'm like, shoot. And I don't want to, like, fart and let them know I'm in there. And so, because I keep imagining they're just going to, like, pop their head over. Even though if I were in the bathroom and I heard someone fart, it wouldn't be a big deal at all. You know? But I imagine that they're going to be like, oh, what's going on? I got to see this.
So how old were you, did you say you were?
Kindergarten or first grade?
Kindergarten or first, like, how short are these stalls that that other kid? Like, granted, I understand that he probably stood on the toilet. But still, like, how was he tall enough to get his head over?
I don't know. He was.
Maybe this is just a dream you had and you confused it for reality.
It's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah. Like, our friendship, that was, you're dreaming.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't appreciate that at all.
Awesome. Suck it up.
All right, well, that's my number five. What's your number four?
My number four is, I don't like it when things crawl on me. Just get that shit off.
Number five and number four.
That's how much I hate it.
I said it wasn't a big deal before, but I'm readjusting the list as I go.
Don't be surprised if this isn't the last time you hear that one. It'll probably come around.
All right, so what's your real number four?
My real number four is, this is going to sound really silly, but I'm afraid to put on weight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be a fat old guy. And anyone who knew me in school knows, like, I don't know, I was sort of picked on. It probably has a lot to do with the fact that, like most people, I was picked on about my weight as a little kid and through high school, which I just kept getting fatter after I got jobs at fast food. And since then, I've been kind of working out. And it seems like the more weight I lose, the more afraid I'm going to be about going backwards.
So how fat are we talking here? Like, what? At what point are you afraid of this?
Like how big do I not want to get?
Right, exactly.
Well, I guess preferably I would always go down until I...
Until you weighed nothing?
Yeah, until I would just, like, vanish. Until I became a singularity, basically. And then just pulled things in around me. Like, that's my ideal weight.
Well, no, then you'd be super dense and you'd weigh a lot.
That's true. That would be the exact opposite. What? I don't know, man. Like, what I want to get... I haven't been under 200 in, like, since... At least since before high school. And, like... That is what I'd like to be, like that's what I'd like to get to. But as far as how big is too big, that's really hard to say. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything to add?
There's obviously a difference between,
I don't want to be fat. And
well, there's obviously a difference between like being a little overweight and then like being afraid of being the fat guy.
Yeah, that's true. I guess... Like, I don't want to be, like, one of those, like, you see them in shopping malls and Walmarts everywhere. Like, the old gray hair bald dudes with just, like this huge gut. And, like, they have their shirt tucked into their pants and it just accentuates how big their tummy is. Like, that's what I don't want to be.
That's kind of like, sounds like my grandpa.
Also, my only living grandpa that I got. My grandpa Larry, that's where he's at. Like, you know, when you get older, you just get fat. Like, that's what happens.
Or super skinny. There's no average size anymore.
Yeah. As Coach McGurk would say, you get fat, lady. That's what happens. You just get fat.
It is what he said. I've heard him say it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess it's more an issue of, like, I don't want to... lose the progress that I've made, basically. Like, I don't want to get down to, like, what happened over Christmas. Like, at like before the Thanksgiving, I got down to like 215, and then after Christmas, I was like, I put on 10 pounds, and like, well, son of a bitch, took me like a year to lose that 10 pounds.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I'm just worried that, like, it'll probably get worse even when I get a real job. Like, I'll grow more complacent, and I just will stop trying that much more, and then I'll just gradually stop trying. And then, you know, you just start to, you don't notice it at first, just start getting bigger, and then one day you'll wake up and be like, what happened to me?
Yep. I'm at that point now where it's like, I've either got to lose weight or start buying bigger pants, and I do not want to buy bigger pants.
I say, just go all in, man. Like, I either need to lose weight or just go the opposite direction. Like, a waitress comes over, like, would you like dessert? Would I like dessert? Lady, bring me 3.
Double chocolate, thank you very much. So is that your number 4 is not being a fatty. So.
Yeah, I don't want to be a fatty.
All right, fair enough.
I'm afraid to be a fatty, I guess, if we were going to get technical about what I'm afraid of.
Well, my number 4 is snakes. I don't like them. I don't want to be around them. I don't want to deal with them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to hear them. I don't want anything to do with snakes.
Why'd it have to be snakes?
It had to be snakes. I got it. I got the reference.
I know. you would actually share this with my fiance Kayla. She hates snakes. Like, she doesn't even like to watch TV shows or movies with snakes in them.
See, I'm not that bad, but I don't like snakes. I will freak out if I see a real snake, not a fake snake or a snake on TV.
I remember being a little kid, like playing outside. And, like, looking down, all of a sudden you see, like, the grass sort of, like, shiver as the snake just, like, slithered through it.
Mm-hmm.
Creeped me out.
Yeah, I remember the one time there was a snake in my grandpa's yard. And it was just a little garter snake. It wasn't going to do any harm to anybody. But I happened to have a shovel in my hands at the time.
Oh, no.
That snake did not survive.
Oh, no. That snake had a family. It was probably, like...
Yeah,
about
400 brothers and sisters.
And when you're a little kid, I think all snakes are poisonous.
Exactly.
I don't think people realize that.
Even though snakes are actually venomous.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Thanks for correcting me, Eric.
No, when you're a kid, that's what you said. You'd say that snakes are poisonous, even though, in fact, we know that they're venomous.
It's the venom that gets you.
You see, you know what the difference between venomous and poisonous is?
Why don't you explain it for those who don't?
I know what it means, but there might be someone who doesn't. Okay, the difference is, if it bites you and you die, it's venomous. If you bite it and you die, it's poisonous.
So if it bites you, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Just don't go biting snakes. Everybody would be fine. Like, no, why'd you bite that snake to begin with? Like, it bit me. It had it coming.
Well, no, that would be, you can bite a snake, that's fine, because it's not poisonous.
There you
that's
go.
What I was just got done explaining, Blake. God damn it.
I'm saying, like, just don't go around biting things.
Well, if nobody bit anything, yeah, that'd be fine, but if a venomous thing bites you, you're still SOL.
Well, if nobody bit anything, they would die of starvation.
Oh, God.
Come on, Eric, use your noggin.
Oh, I feel so dumb after that, but yeah, I don't like snakes. They don't have legs or arms or hands or anything. I don't trust them.
That's very observant, Eric.
So make
some snakes. We should contact the local zoologist and let him know. Late breaking story.
That was the kind of thing like I would do in high school. It's like, well, snakes, you know, they have, you know, they don't really have like slimy skin. They look that way, but that's just because of their skin. And on and on and on. And I'm like, and they don't have any arms or legs. They'd be like, very good, Eric. Let's move on.
Extra credit to that young man. That fine, upstanding citizen giving us the lowdown on snakes.
Ain't nobody points out the obvious like I do. So yeah, that was my number 4. So now it's time for your number 4. No.
No, I went first, so it's my number 3.
Wait. Yeah, that's right. Your number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your number 3?
So I kind of alluded to this in a previous, like, couple minutes ago. I really don't want to be stuck at my dead-end job forever.
Why not? Sounds like fun times.
Yeah, dead-end job. It's right in there. Like, why don't more people want to be stuck in dead-end jobs? It's wonderful. You don't have to care about it. You can just go to work, just stand around for a little bit. It's great. You just get paid shit.
You get paid almost nothing to do almost nothing. And you feel almost nothing.
It's just like when you're stuck, when you feel like you're stuck in a dead-end job, you feel like that's just where you're going to be the rest of your life.
Yeah. So you're working retail or food service.
Food service in retail.
That's a double whammy.
That's a double fucking whammy. That has to be one of the layers of hell.
Yes, in this first layer of hell, you'll be working at Walmart as a greeter, and you will be also serving hot pretzels at the food court.
So I just get to help soccer moms get their kids icies. And you know what? You motherfuckers, it's called an icy. Stop coming up and asking for a Slurpee or a Freezy or a Slushy. The machine says fucking icy in giant fucking letters. God damn it.
You sound a little angry, Blake.
Tired of this shit.
Tired of it. Bullshit. I don't have to deal with this.
Just call it what it's called.
I have a degree in sociology.
I am a fucking sociologist. I don't need to take your shit.
I went to school for 4 extra years for this.
When I went to college, people said you should go to college because you'll find a good job when you graduate. Nope.
That's a whole nother episode.
Don't believe the hype, kids. Stay out of school.
Yeah, school is for fools.
Like, they're saying graduate school is the new college and college is the new high school.
Yep.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because everything's more expensive.
Yeah, because high school was free.
It's like, why can't I have been in school back when college was the fucking college?
I wanted to go back to school when college was college. And men were men. Children were seen and not heard. A simpler time.
Simpler
time. You could trust
times.
The politicians, and they had ice cream socials, and the police would, you could walk up and just say hello to your neighbor, and nobody cared.
And everything was black and white.
Yeah, and there weren't any blacks, only whites.
Ouch.
Hey, I'm just saying, the past ain't all it's cracked up to be.
It's very true. There's people getting all mad that there are those equating the struggle to for marriage equality, comparing that to the civil rights movement in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and
still
2000s. Because it still happens. They're saying, like, it's not the same thing. But I think that's mostly coming from the crowd that don't want marriage equality. So, yeah. Like, no, your argument's dumb.
Yep.
And they're like, no, I was for civil rights, but I'm not for equal marriage rights, so it's not the same thing.
No, it's still bigotry. You're just a different kind of bigot.
You're just bigoted against something else.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm gonna just here. Take my hand while I get off my soapbox. I don't want to fall.
But yeah, fuck old people.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Is that it? So yeah, you're afraid of having a shitty job forever?
Yeah.
And ever?
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
So that brings it to me for my number three?
Yeah.
Three for me?
Just say it.
Alright, well my number three fear is one that actually kinda gets confirmed pretty regularly, and it's the fear that everybody hates me. Either secretly or overtly. Either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
You get that everybody hates me?
Yeah, I get. I see where you're coming from.
Oh, great. Thanks, man.
I guess I like you.
That doesn't really give me a whole lot of confidence there.
Sorry.
You fucking prick. No, it's just, I think that is it's probably my biggest subconscious fear, is that I'm worried that people aren't going to like me, and that's why I try to be funny. That's basically why I try to do anything.
So that's why you try and be funny. What's the reason for you failing?
Just lack of talent.
Okay. Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, yeah. It's not so much that I have no talent. It's just that it's very sporadic.
Yeah.
Like, I could be really good. I could be really funny for, like, really short bursts. But try to maintain that is ridiculous.
I think you're...
You almost complimented me there. You almost complimented me.
I was getting close. I got to get a running start at it next time.
But yeah, it's probably something I should see a therapist about, but I won't. So,
I thought, and this might be getting a little too personal for the old podcast, but I thought, weren't you seeing one, or did it just become too expensive?
I did see one for like 3 times, and it didn't work out so great. So.
They didn't like me either.
It's like, listen to this. Listen to this moron. I was like, moron? I'm sitting right here.
No wonder you're afraid people hate you.
They do.
I asked everybody. They hate you.
I did a quick poll, and 100% of people polled hate you.
Yeah, it's nothing I can help. Like, it's not like a psychological disorder. It's just true.
I know that's what you're afraid of, but, you know, it's true, so just deal with it. I don't know.
That'll be $5,000.
I also have a fear of paying therapists too much money. Tough.
We went over this.
Yeah, it's probably something I should work on, but eh. You know how hard it is to find a therapist, and then there's like a $30 copay every time I go? F that. Not yeah. worth it.
Just live in your misery.
Fucking right.
I just, before I went to work today, I actually put on the show Bullshit with Penn and Teller.
Yes.
They're like all on YouTube. It's freaking crazy.
Awesome.
But the episode I started watching was the one on self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
And they sat in with a life coach who was giving a seminar on self-affirmation. And that was some of the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think it's pretty stupid myself.
Like, dude, daily affirmations are the most ridiculous things. Like, just standing in front of a mirror telling you that you're... Like, I get like, telling yourself, like... You're a good person. Like, you deserve to be treated well. Like, that stuff, that I get. But when they're like, you'll be successful. You'll find a new job. Like, no. Less time in front of the mirror, more time out trying to find a new job.
Maybe that's your problem, is that you're still at this job because you haven't been looking in a mirror enough, Blake.
That's it.
You need to spend more time in front of a mirror telling yourself how great you are. There have been times where I've been in a job interview and I've been like, I feel like I'm qualified for this position. They're like, tell me something. How many minutes do you spend telling yourself how great you are in the mirror every morning? And I'm like, never. And they're like, oh, sorry.
Like, they don't even say sorry. There's like, they just breathe in and then write something down. Like, what did you write down? Nothing. Don't concern yourself with it.
Well, it was really nice meeting you. I hope you have good luck in the rest of your job hunting process. We'll be in touch. And they won't be in touch.
Maybe invest in more mirrors.
Yeah, so that's my number 3. So now it's your turn.
All right. My numero dos.
Is things crawling on you. Again, God damn it, Blake. Quit bringing
that
up.
I told you it was going to loop around.
No, what
is
your number 2?
Get that shit off. My number 2 isn't so much an issue for me now as it was, like, sadly, I have to say, a couple of years ago. Because I'm a 29-year-old man. And It's a little ridiculous, and people are going to laugh, but which will probably be the first time they laugh at this show. But my number two is zombies.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't like them. Like, and I know they don't exist. Like, they're not a thing. Or at least not the undead flesh-eating version. There's some people saying voodoo zombies are real, but I don't. I'll leave that up to the historians. But like for the longest time, just like zombie movies, zombie video games, zombie what have you, would creep me the hell out. Like it got so bad that I when I was at one of my old places I lived, like I lived with one of my friends a while ago. It got so bad that it would be dark out. And I'd be laying in bed, and I knew for a fact that if I looked out the window, I would see the undead just marching across, like just strolling through the field. Like what do you think zombies shamble? They shambled through the open field, not necessarily coming towards me, but just sort of doing their thing out there. Yeah, it was creepy. And I think it's because the first time I ever saw a zombie movie was many, 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 many years ago. I was actually hanging out with a guy I do another podcast with, Eric Bergstrom. Like, we had just watched the 4th of July fireworks in Litchfield, and it probably wasn't even the 4th of July, but we just have fireworks whenever in Litchfield. But after we got done watching the explosions in the sky, we went back to his place. This was probably spending the night or something, and like he flipped on a zombie movie. It was just happened to be on TV, I guess. I think it was might have been I think it was that old school black and white one.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, I think it was just that one. They do not show a lot. It's not graphic at all, but creeped me the hell out.
Yep.
So a couple days after that, I was at my grandparents' house, and my mom told me I wasn't allowed to spend the night, so I would need to be driven back to my house. But I was a defiant little son of a bitch. I told my grandparents, "No, I can spend the night." And they're like, "Okay." So I get all hunkered down on the floor, like under a blanket, and have my pillow, and it's just completely dark, completely silent, and I am alone. And we're like in the middle of the country. And then I just start thinking about that zombie movie and how like vulnerable I'd be, and so I started getting freaked out again. So I go up to my grandparents, I'm like, actually my mom said I can't spend the night. And it's like friggin' 8 or 9 o'clock at this point, and which is really late when you're a little kid. So they drive me back into town, drop me off. And I think since then I've just been freaked out by zombie crap. Like, a few years ago, a video game called Dead Rising came out. You know it.
I know it.
Yeah, and it's just a movie where you run around a mall killing zombies. And I was really looking forward to it, but when I bought it, I could barely bring myself to play it because there were zombies in it, and it freaked me the hell out. So it sat on that shelf. I still haven't beat it, really. Mostly because I can't figure out how to get past this one part in the parking garage. But besides that, my number two, as ridiculous as it sounds, zombies.
I think that part of the problem is the whole your home, your childhood home was right on the edge of a frickin' graveyard
Yeah, that didn't
cemetery.
help.
So I remember coming over to your house and being like, "Aren't you afraid of zombies?" And you were like, "Nah." And I don't know if you're just trying to act tough, but I was like, "Oh man, that would freak me out if I lived here." So maybe I was like totally like feeding your phobia.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. Yeah, if, well, I guess when you're a little kid, that this sort of thing doesn't matter. Because if there was ever going to be the living dead, it would have to be the freshly dead, not the people buried in the cemeteries.
Yeah, probably.
But if the Hollywood movie, old school ones with rising from the grave zombies were a thing, I'd be the first to go.
You would. I would hope that your dying thing would be to call me and be like, get out.
Just so you know, the dead are walking, so you might want to do something about that.
So I looked out my window, and remember how you said that thing about the zombies? Well, just start running. So that's a good fear. That's a good fear.
Thanks. It makes me feel better.
Well, my number two is I tried to find the actual name of this, but I couldn't find a real accurate name. And it's not claustrophobia, but I'm afraid of being restrained or tied down. Or in a
married?
Claustrophobic sense, no. In a claustrophobic sense, like being in a room small enough where I can't move my arms.
Yeah.
You know, like I
get what you mean.
I don't like the feeling of not having free movement. And I heard somewhere that was like an OCD kind of thing. You know, you constantly need to like check your space and be able to move and stuff. And so if I'm in an area where that wouldn't work, yeah, that freaks me out. I can't do it.
Yeah, I sort of get the same way. At the dentist, like the dentist itself doesn't freak me out. Like you can drill into my teeth, I don't care. But it's that you have to lay so still for so long. Like that's what gets to me. Like my legs want to fidget and I can't fidget my legs. So like they start to cramp up and then I just start getting more and more worked up about it. I'm like, fucking, you need to hurry up, guy.
Yeah.
Just rip the fucker out. I don't care.
Yeah. It's really bad sometimes. Like if, I get like stuck, like I can't think of the last time this has actually happened to me, but I remember when I was a little kid and we were like trying to climb or we were trying to go somewhere and there was like a tree by a wall and everybody had to walk behind it for whatever reason. You couldn't walk the other way. And like I got caught between the tree and the wall for like a second and I freaked the hell out. Like I went from 0 to 60 on the freak out meter. Just, oh my God, I need to go now. But yeah, so that's never been. And just the thought of like having my being in a straitjacket. If I were in a straitjacket, I would bash my brains against the wall. Like I would not survive if they put me in a straitjacket. So don't do it. But don't even think about doing it.
Don't they put people in a straitjacket to save them from themselves?
Yeah,
and other people for sure. But
yeah, but like seriously, with the idea of just not being able to move my arms, like I would freak out and just start bashing my head against things.
Well, you'll probably be in a cushioned room, so you'll be okay.
I don't even want to think about it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. So what's your number? Oh, we're at your number one. Your biggest fear.
My number one fear.
Biggest
of all time.
Fear of all time. The thing that really gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Mm-hmm. It's so scary, I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay, well, that was our episode, so see you next week. Yeah.
My number one is actually, you know, a lot of people say that they're afraid of dying.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing you want to be afraid of, is, like, you don't want to die.
Sure.
I'm not so much afraid of dying, it's the empty void that comes after it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
The nothing.
Just the nothingness of not existing anymore. Like your consciousness is gone.
Yep. Just not existing.
If I could snap. If I could snap, I would do it. Yeah, it kind of was. No, those. Yeah, didn't do it there. Anyway, just not existing anymore. It's kind of a bummer. It's bumming me out right now. Like,
yeah.
You're going to die. I'm going to die. If you know me, and I know you do, you know I'm not really a religious sort of fella. I do not believe in an afterlife, really. Not in a conventional sense, anyway. In that sense, I'm jealous to a certain extent of people who do believe in God and in a heaven and all that jazz. Because they
you
never
don't believe
to...
in jazz?
Because they never have to, you know, they never think about that sort of thing. Like, can you really be afraid of dying if you're gonna like go to heaven afterwards? Like, yeah, you should probably just, yeah, they know what they're doing, believing in heaven. They got a good thing going.
Wish you could.
Yeah, like, but I can't do it. I don't, like, I used to prescribe to the idea of a heaven, but at some point I went to school and that went out the window.
Yeah. I wonder if, okay, have you ever seen the movie The Neverending Story?
It's been a long time.
Because in that movie, the bad guy was the nothing, and how nothing was ripping apart the entire land. Everything was becoming nothing. So I imagine that movie would scare the heck out of you.
Could be.
I'll tell you what, it's got one of the saddest
movie of all time.
It's one of the saddest movies of all time, because there's the scene, spoilers, where the main character is he's losing his horse to depression, basically, and the horse just dies because
that's the way to go.
Yeah, because it's like the swamp is like, if you start feeling depressed, it pulls you down faster, and you have to like be positive. But it his horse got sad and he kept trying to drag him out and it wouldn't work, and the horse died.
What kind of after-school special bullshit are you watching?
It's actually a pretty good euphemism. It's a pretty good metaphor. Yeah, thanks, buddy. It's a pretty good metaphor for dealing with someone with depression. It's like you want to pull them out, but you can't. They got to do it themselves, and yeah, you can't really help them. Trying to drag them out is just going to make them sink faster.
Yeah, don't help them. If you know somebody who's depressed, just leave them alone.
That's not at all what I'm trying to say.
If they like call you up and be like, "Hey man, I'm feeling kind of blue. You want to hang out?" You say, "No, this is for your own good. We can't be friends."
No, I don't think that's what it means. I think what it means is just grabbing them by the shoulders and being like, "Stop being depressed!" is not going to help.
If only that would work. It's kind of a superliminal version of handling depression.
I wish that would work for anything and everything. It's just like, can I get some Oreos? You don't have any money. Just give me some Oreos!
And then I get Oreos. Here, just don't yell at me again. God. Did you just give him free Oreos? Yes, but he was very persistent.
He yelled
very
at me.
Very assertive. He yelled at me. Well, I don't want to deal with this. Take your fucking cookies.
Oh, if only, sir.
Well,
I guess that brings us to my number one.
Nah, screw it. Let's just leave.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you this week. Let's do another fake ending.
Yeah. You can go.
All right. Well, my number one is might be a little anticlimactic. I'm afraid of heights. See, because like the climax of a mountain is like the highest point, and like that would be. I'm afraid of that, so I'm anti the climax.
Well, you're not so much afraid of the top of a mountain. It's more looking out from the top of a mountain.
Yeah, that freaks me out because I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah.
It's so bad, like, when we go to the Mall of America, like, if we are higher than the second floor, I can't get too close to the railing and, like, see down because it freaks me out. And, like, whenever I'm in a high point where there's even the most remote possibility of me falling, I freak out and I can picture my own obituary of how I die falling off this bridge or something. Yeah, even, like, if I drive to the cities up Highway 52.
Because you're also afraid that everybody hates you, the obituary would be like, this motherfucker, stupid enough.
Stupid idiot dies being a stupid idiot.
And we're all glad for it. Screw him.
The world is better off having lost this stupid idiot who fell off a bridge.
Eric is survived by no one because no one gives a fuck.
He fell off a bridge wearing a straitjacket into a pit of snakes in a public restroom, and everybody hates him for it.
I don't know. That sounds like a pretty good way to die.
It sounds like the worst way to die of all time. You go to hell. But yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Those are the things that I'm afraid of.
Well, wait. Is there a reason you think you're afraid of heights?
No, but I think that's probably why I haven't grown over 6 feet tall. I think I willed myself to stay short so I could stay closer to the ground.
Like when you look out over a railing, do you get like vertigo? Do you see like, remember the old movie Vertigo where it's like, wow, wow, wow.
It's not like that. It's definitely a weird feeling, but it's like, it's just my body wanting to like get away from the edge as quick. Like I have that panic immediately when I get up high.
Like does your body sort of make you lay down?
Yeah, it makes me want to lay down onto the ground. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I think that is vertigo. I had a vertigo when I got sick a few years ago now. Like my body, like I couldn't stand up because my body just sort of forced me over to one side, and like I had to lay down. It was the weirdest feeling. Like it would feel like I was being pushed, like someone was standing on my right and was pushing me to the left.
Weird. That's not exactly what mine feels like. I'm just like, yeah. Like I get close to the edge and it's like, I can't stay there. Like, yeah, I just, my body's like, you need to lay down. You're going to fall. And I know I'm not going to fall, but my body thinks I will.
But my body's dumb.
My body is dumb. My head is dumb. Everything about me is dumb.
And people hate you for it.
And people hate me for it. Stupid snakes. You know what? I'm not afraid that snakes will hate me, because good. Fuck them.
Maybe if they hate you, they won't want to be around you.
Exactly. But yeah, so those are my fears. These are the things that I'm afraid of.
Do you want me to go over my list again?
Sure.
Let's see. I was afraid of things crawling on me. That was the first one. Yep. Well, technically it was the fifth one.
Right.
And then I was scared of, what was the next one? Putting on weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, for the third one, I switched it up.
Oh.
And I was scared of, being stuck in my, dead end job for the rest of my life.
Yep.
And then I said I was scared of zombies.
Because yes,
who isn't, really? Like, if you saw The Walking Dead out your window, I know everybody says they'd be the guy that would run out there with, like, something heavy and just, like, taking out zombies left and right. But I think you'd cower in your corner and hope that they didn't know you were there.
Yeah. But.
And my number one, I'm afraid of dying. Because I think.
You're afraid of nothing.
I'm afraid of nothing, not afraid of dying. I think, which, that's kind of like the ultimate thing to be afraid of, because why are you afraid of things? Because you're afraid it's going to kill you, usually.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So I win. I win the Afraid of Things award.
I don't know if we're going to say that you win. We'll let the people decide that. So write a self-addressed stamp, envelope, send it to Blake's house. And
address it to Is Some People's Gonna Die?
Yes, address it to that. And that's how you get your vote in. Don't really do that. There's no reason to.
No.
But before we go, I did want to say a couple of things. That we need more people to like us on Facebook. We need more people to follow us on Twitter.
So is this just part of one of your, like, things you're afraid of? Like, you need people to like you, right?
Yes.
You're afraid everyone hates you.
Yeah.
So now you're telling people to like, because now you can quantify
exactly
how much you're liked.
Exactly. This is actually probably pretty close to therapy for me right now, so please like me. But no, they can like us on Facebook. They can follow us on Twitter. I created a new Google Plus page, which should be up and operational pretty quick here. Ooh, we made a new logo.
Ooh.
So.
I had any part of it.
You had some input.
That's true. I did tell you how you screwed it up.
Exactly.
Nah, I was very polite about it. I made sure I was nice. Because I didn't want him to think I hated him.
Exactly. But yeah, so we got a new logo. We should, you want to tell them about your other podcast that you do?
Yes. Once a week, I sit down with two guys, Eric Bergstrom and Andy Socek, and we talk about professional wrestling. Talk about some of the new stuff, the new ongoings, but we also devote a significant chunk of the show talking about what has gone on many, many, many years ago. So if you are somebody who used to like professional wrestling, if you are somebody who likes professional wrestling now, we pretty much have anything and everything you could possibly ever want in a professional wrestling podcast. It's called Wrestling with Friends. You can find it on iTunes. Eric, do you have anything to add about that? You've been on it once.
I was on it once. It was awesome.
It was pretty fun.
All right. Well, until next week, I'm Eric.
And I guess I'm Blake.
And you just been high-fived.
I don't know, I'm just so excited to be home from work. I was supposed to get done at 4, and the lady who was supposed to take over for me was supposed to start at 4. Well, she didn't come, so 5 minutes after 4 o'clock, I tried to get a hold of the GSTL. I hit the help button on the register, nothing. I waited a couple minutes to do it again, nothing. I called the operator, and I said, hey, go over the walkie and tell the GSTL to come over here. She says, okay. I hang up. Still no one comes over. So I wait a couple more minutes, call the operator again. And she's like, I paged them. I don't know why no one's over there yet. And then, so I'm like, all right, just try again. And still nothing. So 20 minutes goes by. I finally call her back. Like, she goes, do you want me to page the GSTL again? I said, fuck that. Get a hold of the LOD. This is bullshit. So, and then finally, couple minutes after that, she calls me back and she's like, yeah, they're trying to find someone to send over there. I'm like, don't try and find somebody. Just send somebody over there. They got to stand behind a counter. How much? What do you need to know? God damn it.
Don't you see how worthless I am back here?
And then Josh, the GSDL, just kind of looks at me and he puts up a finger and goes like, 1 second. I'm like, no, fuck you. I've been waiting 20 minutes. Nonchalantly tell me, I'll help you out in a minute. You know, go fuck yourself, worthless human being.
Well, you're not bitter at all, at least.
At the very least. They don't get anything that's not coming to them.